Financial Intelligence, A Manager's Guide to Knowing What the Numbers Really Mean. Authors, Karen Berman and Joe Knight. With John Case. Accounting and finance, like all other business disciplines, are as much art as they are science. The art of accounting and finance is the art of using limited data to come as close as possible to an accurate description of how a company is performing. Financial intelligence boils down to four distinct skill sets. Understanding the foundation, reading an income statement, balance sheet, and cash flow statement to know the difference between cash and profit. Understanding the art, to be able to identify where the artful aspects of finance have been applied to the numbers. Understanding analysis, by using the information to analyze the numbers in greater depth. Understanding the big picture, factors such as economy, the competitive environment, regulations, changing customer needs and expectations, and new technologies all affect how numbers are interpreted. Since managers are expected to make decisions based on these numbers, they need to know not just how to read the numbers, but how to read between the lines and truly understand how the numbers were arrived at, if they are to make decisions that will help, rather than hinder their company's performance. The income statement. It shows revenues, expenses, and profit for the stated period of time. The bottom line for an income statement is net profit, which can sometimes be called net income or net earnings. The three categories in an income statement are 1. Revenue or income. 2. Costs and expenses, which include cost of the goods sold and operating expenses. 3. Profit, which can be labeled as the gross margin, operating income, net profit, earnings, net income, or net profit. The balance sheet. It is no more or less than a statement of what a business owns and what it owes at a particular point in time. The difference between what a company owns and what it owes represents equity. Just as one of company goals is to increase profitability, another is to increase equity. The income statement affects the balance sheet the way an individual grade affects your GPA. Make a profit in any given period, and the equity in your balance sheet will show an increase. Lose money, and it will show a decrease. Imagine a company that's just starting out. Its owner has invested $50,000 in the business, so he or she has $50,000 in cash on the asset side of the balance sheet. He or she has no liabilities yet, so he or she has $50,000 in owner equity. The balance sheet balances. Now the company buys a truck for $36,000 in cash, if nothing else changes, and if you constructed a balance sheet right after the truck transaction. The assets aside of the balance sheet would work like this. Assets cash. $14,000 property, plant and equipment, $36,000. It still adds up to $50,000, and the other side of the balance sheet still has $50,000 worth of owner's equity. The balance sheet still balances. Next, imagine that the owner decides he or she needs more cash, so he or she goes to the bank and borrows $10,000, raising his or her total cash to $24,000. Now the balance sheet looks like this. Assets cash, $24,000 property. Plant and equipment, $36,000. Now, it adds up to $60,000. He or she has increased his assets. But of course, he or she has increased his or her liabilities as well. So the other side of the balance sheet looks like this. Liabilities and owner's equity. Bank loan, $10,000. Owner's equity, $50,000. That too adds up to $60,000. Note that owner's equity remains unchanged throughout all these transactions. Owner's equity is affected only when a company takes in funds from its owners, pay out money to its owners, or records a profit or loss. In the meantime, every transaction that affects one side of the balance sheet affects the other as well. Cash is king. Companies hit the skids for all sorts of reasons, but it's one thing that ultimately kills them. They run out of cash. Most managers are too busy worrying about income statement measures to give cash much notice. Boards of directors and outside analysts sometimes focus too heavily on the income statement or the balance sheet. The reason? Cash is hard to fudge. Why cash matters? It's possible for a company to be making good sales numbers, but still to be in a cash crunch because of the fact suppliers have to be paid before the sales revenue has been banked. The difference between profit and cash may appear subtle to a non-specialist in finance, but this is a key principle nonetheless. Healthy business requires both profits and cash to succeed. Ratios. Learning what the numbers are really telling you. Ratios are definitely a window into a company's financial statements. There are four categories of ratios that managers and other stakeholders in business typically use to analyze the company's performance: profitability, leverage, liquidity, and efficiency. One of the business's key profitability objectives is return on assets, or ROA. That's a critical metric because investment capital is a business fuel. And if a company can't deliver a satisfactory ROA, its flow of capital will dry up, as ROA is equal to net income divided by total assets. How to calculate and understand return on investment. While the time value of money is the basic principle, the three key concepts you'll be using in analyzing capital expenditures are future value, present value, and required rate of return. Future value. Future value is what a given amount of cash will be worth in the future if it is loaned out or invested. You might not invest $100,000 now to get $102,000 in a year, a 2% rate, but you might very well invest $100,000 now to get $120,000 in a year, a 20% rate. The rate required before you make an investment is called the required rate of return, or the hurdle rate. Figuring ROI. Capital expenditures are large projects that require a significant investment of cash. Capital projects are expected to help generate revenue or reduce costs for more than 1 year. The category is broad. It includes equipment purchases, business expansions, acquisitions, and the development of new products. A new marketing campaign can be considered a capital expenditure. In order to increase your financial intelligence, you have to be skilled enough at calculating return on investment for your firm's projects and proposal with the following steps. 1. Prepare an analysis of this capital expenditure to know whether the investment is worth it. 2. Collect all the data about the cost of the investment. 3. Determine the benefit of the new investment in terms of what it will save the company or what it will help the company earn. 4. Find out the company's hurdle rate for this kind of investment. 5. Calculate payback and internal rate as well. 6. Write up the proposal, describe the project, outline the costs and benefits, and describe the risks. Tools and technique. To understand the big picture, you want to embed financial literacy within the culture of your organization. There are a few things you can do to speed the process up. 1. Run regular financial intelligence training sessions to teach people about key financial concepts. 2. Have a weekly numbers meeting. At this meeting, the key two or three metrics which drive your company's business model are tracked and discussed. Explain where these numbers come from, how they are calculated, and how everybody's action impact on them. 3. Set up some scoreboards to boost financial intelligence. Some executives have dashboards, which show where the business's performance indicators stand in real time. Ultimately, you're attempting to create a culture influenced by shared financial transparency and intelligence.